I was reminded recently of the "see what you want to see" maxim by a lizard I disturbed while moving a pile of mulch. It was a lovely female five-lined skink, a shiny, smooth-scaled reptile about 8 inches long, tip to tip. Typical of the species, her light brown background color was highlighted by 5 gold stripes running the length of her sleek body. She quickly disappeared in pine straw near the mulch pile, and I returned to my task, now on alert for the possibility of exposing a clutch of eggs, which I suspected the lizard was depositing, since July is lizard egg season in these parts. Sure enough, after just a couple of shovel loads, I spied a telltale white globe, slightly smaller than a marble, positioned where my shovel had lifted some mulch. I turned to look in the wheelbarrow to make sure I hadn't inadvertently dumped other eggs in there, and, seeing none, I nonchalantly reached down to pluck the egg from harm's way. Lizard eggs are covered by a pliable leathery shell, soft to the touch. I've handled many dozens of lizard eggs in my life, and when I grabbed this one, it felt just as I expected it to. I earlier used the word nonchalant because that was how I treated this egg. I barely even looked at it before grabbing it. I was focused on where I was going to put it and the others I expected to find, rather than on what I actually had in my bare fingers. And then I felt them. Legs. Lots of legs. But not those of a baby lizard. They were the frantically clawing legs of an agitated female lycosid, otherwise known as a wolf spider, a large mulch-colored arachnid that took great exception to my overture. I was at first confused by the sensation of her tapping legs, and when I saw that the lizard egg held in my fingertips was actually a spider's egg case, the electric shock of reality that traveled from my brain to fingers was like a bolt of lightning. Well, maybe that's a little over the top. My point is, I was surprised and quickly dropped the spider and her eggs back onto the mulch pile. She froze in place, almost invisibly, save for the white egg case she tenaciously held in her jaws. Doting mothers, female wolf spiders tote their eggs until hatching, and then backpacks the 100-plus spiderlings to her end, or until the last of them leave her shelter, whichever comes first. After collecting a couple of photographs of her, the spider sauntered away in the same direction as the skink, none the worse for wear, unlike me, who was put out with myself for being so cavalier in my egg-handling behavior. I surmised that one of my shovel loads must have flipped the brown-colored spider upside down, thus exposing her bright white egg case for me to see. It was a lesson learned: to resist the temptation of lazily seeing what I want to see and practice diligence to see what I need to see.